Bristol Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the Smile of Health, and Drew Shea, the beforehand lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please listen for an important announcement at the closing of this program. And now, while Nora Martin, Leonard Seuss, and I sing, I'm beginning to see the light. Please phone one of your friends and ask them to tune into this program so that they don't miss this announcement.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light.
Used to ramble through the park.
Yeah, the boxing in the dark.
Then you came and caused a spark. That's a forest on fire now.
I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
And now the young man with the horn, Leonard Seuss.
Beginning to see the light. We're beginning to see the light.
Used to ramble through the park.
Dead boxing in the dark.
Then you came and called the spot.
Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, the lamp fire. I never made love by lantern shine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Ladies and gentlemen, last week Charles Boyer was invited to stay at Eddie Cantor's house while his own was being redecorated. Mr. Boyer said he would stay only a fortnight, which was fine with Eddie, but it's now already a fifthnight going on a sixthnight. Well, Eddie's having a little trouble. We find Eddie now in the kitchen with Ida discussing their star boarder.
Ida, I'm telling you, ever since Boyer has been in this house, you've treated me like the dirt under your feet. After 30 years of married life, you've forgotten all about me.
Oh, that's not true. How can you say that?
Eddie.
Oh, yes, Eddie. Now, stop pestering me. I'm trying to fix breakfast.
Breakfast, huh? Frog's legs again.
Now, dear, Mr. Boyer is your guest.
Yes, but every day since he's been here, we've had frog's legs, 3 times a day. Before he came, I used to walk up the stairs. Now I hop up. Look at me, a Popeye pogo stick. And not only that, but frog's legs are so expensive.
I know, Eddie, but it's worth it. When he comes to the table and looks at those frog's legs, he kisses my hand.
Yeah, you can get a cocker spaniel to do the same thing on liver. And besides, Ida, it's almost noon, and I haven't had any breakfast yet. Why can't I have something to eat? Anything that...
Eddie, it isn't nice to eat without our guest.
Oh, sure.
And remember, when we told Charles Boyer he'd be welcome here, he gave you a handsome gift.
A handsome gift, she says. A handsome gift, she says. A picture of himself. And that's another thing, Ida. Taking my picture out of the frame on the piano and putting his in. I suppose his picture is better than mine?
His frame is better than yours, too.
All right, don't rub it in. And another thing I don't like. Every time I walk into a room and find you with Boyer, he's talking to you in French. What does he say to you?
If you're worried about it, why don't you go to night school and learn to speak French?
Night school, she says. Night school.
With you and boy in the house, I'm not going to night school. Not even to learn what he's saying in French. By the time I found out, it might be too late.
Oh, quiet, Eddie. Answer the door.
All right. Hiya, Harry. Come on in.
Hello, Eddie. Hello, Ida.
Why, Harry, what a lovely bouquet of flowers.
Yeah. I want you to take them, Ida.
Oh, me?
Yeah. I'd feel embarrassed giving them to Mr. Boyer myself. He's still here, isn't he?
Yes, Harry Von Zell, he is still here.
Oh, boy, what I'd give to have him stay in my house. If only my wife wouldn't get sore.
I don't know. You mean your wife would get sore if you're bringing Charles Boyer home?
Well, she got pretty mad last week just because I had my uncle over.
Well, Harry, your uncle and Charles Boyer are two different people.
That's what my aunt keeps telling you.
I'm telling you, Harry, that Boyer is so fancy. It's breaking my heart. Do you know that guy wears a shirt just once and throws it away?
What do you care?
They're my shirts.
Why, that's terrible, Eddie. Can't you get rid of it?
Can I get... How? Tell me. How can I get rid of him?
Listen, Eddie, with a man like Boyer, you have to know how to handle him, you see?
Yeah.
You have to have the right approach. Use finesse. Savoir-faire.
Savoir-faire. What do you suggest I do?
Throw the bum out.
Harry, you don't talk that way to a sophisticated man like Boyer. And everybody waits on him around here. Here it is almost noon. I haven't eaten, Harry. And if I wake him up, Ida will kill me. I know she will.
Oh, but look, Eddie, maybe we can wake him up and make it look like an accident.
How?
Well, you know, start an argument and scream at each other or something.
Yeah, oh, look. Just pretend that you're not satisfied with the salary I'm paying you and yell at me about it. Yell.
That's good. Oh, here goes.
Now you listen here, Eddie.
Yeah, what do you want?
I think I'm entitled to more money. And if you don't give it to me, you're a cheap, sizzling, conniving, penny-pinching, broken-down comic.
Are you sure you're still pretending?
The last two names are on me.
I don't care as long as we wake him up.
Yes.
Now you listen, Harry Ponsell. You're paid every penny you're worth. What makes you think you should get more money? What do you do on this program that's so important?
What do I do on your program? Yes. While you're making people feel bad with your rotten jokes, I tell them how to feel better faster with Sal Hepatica.
All right, but without you, people know that Sal Hepatica will make them feel better faster.
Yes!
But there are still a few people who don't know it, perhaps. And I tell these people that when they wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative, they can feel better faster by taking a glass of sparkling Sal Hepatica.
And that's what I do on the program!
Is that all?
No!
No. I tell them that Sal Hepatica taken then brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour, and that they don't have to risk feeling miserable all day waiting till night to take a laxative. That's what I tell them among the many other things I do.
What other things, Harry? Name one! Name one!
Well!
Is this loud enough? Well, after I tell them how Sal Hepatica brings quick, gentle relief, I also let them know that sparkling Sal Hepatica has another advantage. It helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
All right, Harry. You tell the people all about Sal Hepatica.
Well, I do more than tell them about Sal Hepatica. I tell them where to get it and how to take it. And I tell our listeners that it's wise to get a bottle of Sal Hepatica and keep it handy. And to remember this caution, use only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
And you don't want to give me a raise!
No! Laura Martin sings Meredith Wilson's Iowa.
Iowa, it's a beautiful name when you say it like we say it back home. It's a robin in the willow. It's the postmaster friendly hello. Iowa, it's a beautiful name. You'll remember it wherever you roam. It looks so nice in September. It's the squeak of your shoes in the snow. It's a Sunday school and the old river bend.
songs on the porch after dark. It's the connoisseur and the penny dispel. You and your girl in the park. Iowa, it's a beautiful name. When you say it, might you say back home? It's a promise for tomorrow and the memory of long, long ago. What a beautiful name.
Can I just have a little something to eat now, please?
Now, Eddie, you can be polite enough to wait until your guest, Charles Boyer, comes to the table.
But, Ida, not eating can make me sick. In fact, I was just looking at my tongue.
What about your tongue?
It's in the icebox. Can I have a slice of it?
No. I'm sure Mr. Boyer will be down any minute, and we can all sit down and eat together. These frog's legs are almost done.
Frog legs again? Well, listen. I hear someone coming.
Bonjour, Eddie.
Oh, Charles, I'm so happy to see you. You have no idea how happy I am to see you.
Oh, Eddie.
Call me Ingrid.
but you are so affectionate to me. And just when I felt I had worn out my welcome. I think I stay another month.
I think I keep my big mouth shut.
Oh, Ida, that smells good. Bird's legs. May I kiss your hand, Ida?
May I kiss your hand, too, Ida?
You want to kiss my hand, Eddie?
Yeah, the one with the gravy on it. I'm starved. Pretty, I am.
What is that?
The clock. It's 12:15.
Aha, the clock says it is time for lunch.
Yeah. Time for lunch, huh, Charles? Time for lunch, huh?
Yes, yes, the clock says it is time for lunch, but I do not eat by the clock. I eat by my stomach, and my stomach says, not yet.
Huh?
What does your stomach say, Eddie?
My stomach isn't even speaking to me, thanks to you.
Oh, quiet, Eddie.
Oh, Ida, it's such a pretty clock.
It's a cuckoo clock.
What happened to the cuckoo?
What happened to the cuckoo? I tell you what happened to the cuckoo. He heard how hungry I am and he's afraid to come out. That's what happened to the cuckoo. I thought you were never going to get up this morning, Charles. At one time, I thought you were dead. I thought you were.
Listen. Listen, Popeye. I did not come down to be insulted. I think I will go back upstairs to sleep.
No, Charles. I love you, Charles. I was only kidding, Charles. As a matter of fact, you leave such an impression on me that for days after I see you in a picture, I walk around with half-closed eyes.
Well, you affect me, too, when I see you in a picture.
I do?
Yes. For days, I walk around with a half-closed nose.
All right, Charles. All right. Touché. Let's eat, huh?
Eddie, you hungry?
Yes.
Then we
eat. Hooray! We eat!
But first, I challenge you to a set of tennis.
Yeah. Huh?
Well, it helps to whip up an appetite.
Helps to whip up an appetite? Look, before we play tennis, couldn't I just have a little salad to whip up enough strength to whip up an appetite?
Oh, no salad. There is one thing I cannot stand, it is vegetables.
All right, come on, I'll play tennis. Can't stand vegetables. I have yet to see you push a tomato away.
Well, Eddie, that set of tennis was wonderful.
Yeah. It was good, wasn't it, huh? Good. Now we'll eat, huh?
Oh, no. It takes more than that to whip up an appetite. Let's go to the pool. It's a beautiful day for a swim.
Charles, if we must go for a swim, instead of the pool, couldn't we swim in the lake?
Why the lake?
Maybe I'll run into a fish.
Eddie, with those eyes, how could you have the heart to eat a fish? Come, we whip up an appetite.
Look, Charles, it's 3 o'clock. We played tennis, we went swimming, and now we're on a horse. Is this trip really necessary?
There's nothing like horseback riding to whip up an appetite.
Whip up an appetite? Mine has been beaten to death.
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me. After this long ride, it is time to eat.
Oh, good. We're going to eat.
No, time for the horse to eat. I will go and get 2 bags of oats.
Carl, will you do me a favor?
Yes, what?
Make that 3 bags.
Well, Eddie, I'm glad to see you and Mr. Boyer back. You've been gone 4 hours.
Look, Ida, we've had tennis, swimming, and horseback riding. How about lunch?
What? Eat lunch at 4 o'clock and spoil your dinner?
I'll force myself to eat. I'll force myself.
Quiet, Eddie. We'll have dinner at 8, Mr. Boyer.
Oh, by the way, Eddie, yeah. I know you were disappointed at dinner last night because the pot legs were so small. Yeah. So for tonight, because you are my friend, what? I went out and got a 2-pound steak.
A steak, Charlie? Where is it?
I fed it to the frogs. Makes their legs bigger.
It's 7:45, Eddie. Where is he?
He's upstairs, Harry. He'll be down at 8 o'clock for dinner. I still haven't had my breath. I haven't eaten since I left for Sedgwick.
Well, I know what. I'm hungry, too. And was my baby starved? Ida just took him up his bottle of milk.
Your baby is upstairs with a bottle of milk?
Yeah, why?
Oh, nothing. My dreams are getting... Hello, Eddie Cantor Von Zell, Jr.
Love me, Papa.
Look, kid, I hate to do this, but I'm weak from hunger. I'm sick from hunger. Give me that.
Yeah,
don't cry, Junior. I'll only take half of it. We'll split it, huh?
Yeah. Eddie, what are you doing with a little baby's bottle of milk?
I thought if he saw me drinking it, it would help him whip up an appetite.
Eddie, here. We'll give that bottle back to the baby. There, my little fellow. You drink. That's for you, Eddie.
Yes?
I'll put you over my shoulder and burp you.
I'm sorry, but I was so hungry I couldn't help it.
No, oh, but this little fellow is hungry too, aren't you?
Goo. Goo la la.
I wonder what he's trying to say with that goo 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 la la.
Goo. I've heard of taking candy from a baby, but stealing milk. Popeye at his age, a juvenile delinquent. That boy, he's cute. He returned my milk. Gee, if he left me alone with Popeye, I wouldn't even get a nipple back on the bottle. Popeye says the reason he took my bottle, he was weak from hunger. He was sick from hunger. No matter how you look at it, Popeye is from hunger. Well, I finished my milk. Medical authorities say, from the cut of the cow comes congealed culture, culminating in the calcium conducive to cranial construction. No other baby can make that statement.
Eddie, 8 o'clock, time for dinner. Go get Mr. Boyer.
Oh, boy, time for dinner at last. I'll go upstairs and get... Huh? Oh, Charlie, how do you do? Balance. Russian. So you're still with Boyer?
Yes, Trevor. And you're still without a Boyer?
Yes. I'm still without a boy, and I'd like to be without Boyer. Russian, what would you do if a man came into your house and your wife paid so much attention to him she wouldn't even talk to you?
Same thing happened to me. Same thing happened to me once, yeah? So immediately I went to the man and gave that low-down rotten heel exactly what he deserved.
What?
My wife.
I wouldn't do that. And incidentally, Russian, if your boy is valid, I think it's terrible you sleeping in his pajamas.
Oh, it's wonderful. In fact, since I'm sleeping in Boye's pajamas, yes, my dreams are getting better all the time.
Tell me something.
Yes?
If you're sleeping in Boye's pajamas, what is he sleeping in?
Silly boy, eh?
Look, Russian, here's a legitimate proposition.
Yes?
I'll give you $500 if you get Boyer out of this house.
Ridiculous.
Why, only this morning I was offered $750 to get you out of this house. Me?
Yes.
Anybody who would pay you money to try and get me out of my own house must be a miserable, contemptible, low-down ingrate.
That's no way to talk about Ida.
Ida! Ida wants me to get out of the house. That does it.
Hey, Eddie.
Yes.
Eddie, where are you going with that suitcase?
Harry, I don't mind not eating all day, but when Charles Boyer has my own wife trying to get me out of the house, that's too much. I'll have a man-to-man talk with him. After all, we're both grown-up men. Tell me, what are you laughing at?
The way he grew up and the way you grew up.
Never mind. Wait a minute. I think I hear him in that room. Let's listen.
They are so soft and lovely.
He's in there with Ida.
Oh, but my own precious darling, won't you allow me to hold your hand?
That can't be Ida.
You will let me hold it.
That's Ida. Come on, Harry. I'm going in there.
No, not yet, Eddie. He's talking about smooth, lovely hands.
For what?
I want to hear if he mentions Touché, the beforehand lotion.
What's that got to do with it?
What has Touché got to do with
yeah.
it?
Yes.
Everything.
Huh?
It's Touché that helps keep hands soft, smooth, and lovely. For Touché's new idea in hand lotion.
I know, Harry, but my wife is in there with Boyer. Do you want me to listen to you talking about Touché?
Why, every woman that wants to be with a man like Boyer should know about Touché, the beforehand lotion.
Yeah.
How you use it before you tackle housework, before you do dishes or the baby's thing.
But, Harry, my wife
Why,
is...
Why, Truchet is so unusual, it'll protect your hands even in hot, soapy water.
But my wife
and
is...
And Truchet is a grand all-over beauty lotion,
She's
too.
In there with the...
You can use it on rough elbows, chapped legs, and as a powder base.
Why, you're talking...
Why, Truchet is more than just another hand lotion. It's the beforehand lotion.
Harry, I'm not going to stand here while you talk about Touché. I've got to do something right away.
Yes, and women should do something right away, too. They should begin today to use Touché.
Never mind that, Harry. I'm going in there and tell that boy, and tell him good. Aha. Oh, I catch you with my wife.
Your wife? She's not here.
But who were you just...
Oh, that. Well, I was rehearsing. This reading aloud is locked in for my next picture.
Oh. I'm sorry, Charles. Thank you.
All right. Eddie... Where are you going with that suitcase? It's nearly dinner time.
I'm going to my club, if you must know.
Your club? Oh, you're perhaps going to play a little handball to whip up an appetite?
No. And besides, who could eat when the woman he's been married to for 30 years wants to get him out of the house just because you're here, Charles?
Oh, no, Eddie, that's your imagination. Well, if you think such a thing as this, I will put an end to it immediately.
You will? But how?
Well, I will make Ida think I'm so unattractive that to her, even you will look good. Where is she?
Dinner's ready.
Here she comes now.
Are you ready to eat, Mr. Boyer?
Oh, I don't think I will be able to eat, Ida. You know, playing tennis, swimming, horseback riding, no, that'd be too much for me. How do you feel, Eddie?
I feel wonderful. I'm wonderful.
You're lucky. How I wish I were only 64.
Why, Mr. Boyer, you're a young man. Every time I see you, there's a beautiful woman on each arm.
Well, certainly. How else could I get across the street?
Oh, Charles, I can't believe that you're old and can hardly walk.
Eh?
Don't tell me you can't hear. You must be fooling.
Eh?
You must be fooling.
Who is drooling?
There, Ida. Now I guess you know who you belong with, huh?
Well, Eddie, I'm quite surprised.
See?
I never realized it, but compared to him, you're a young man.
I'm just a kid.
You have youth, vigor, vitality.
Yeah.
So you can get along, but poor Mr. Boyer, he needs me.
He needs you?
Yes. Ida, carry me to the plasma.
Charles Boyer, for your presence here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, in the sincere hope that the high school students of America have an answer to the most perplexing domestic problem of our time, we are beginning tonight a contest for the best essays on the subject, juvenile delinquency, its cause, and solution. This essay contest is open to every boy and girl attending high school anywhere in the United States. There are no restrictions. Your composition may be of any length, and you are encouraged to go to your parents and teachers for ideas. I believe that youth itself may find the answer to this problem. Therefore, for the best essays on the subject, juvenile delinquency, its cause and solution, I will award the following prizes. First prize, $1,000 war bond. Second, $750 in war bonds. Third, a $500 bond. And to each of the three high schools represented by the winning essays will go special awards. In case of a tie, duplicate prizes will be awarded, and the decisions of the judges will be final. The judges are J. Edgar Hoover, Director of the FBI, Nicholas Murray Butler, President, Columbia University, and Dr. Robert G. Sproul, President of the University of California.
All entries must be received before midnight, April 27. The names of the prize winners will be announced on our broadcast of May 2nd. Address your essays to Eddie Cantor, Beverly Hills, California.
Everybody.
Say, Mom, if you're keeping your child in the house these days because he's got a cold, chances are he's feeling pretty miserable. But look, you can help him get fast relief from those uncomfortable and annoying cold symptoms with Minute Rub, the modern chest rub. All you have to do is rub a little Minute Rub on his throat, chest, and back. In a minute, there's a pleasant sensation of warmth as Minute Rub begins to stimulate the lazy surface circulation. In just a minute, Minute Rub's menthol vapors relieve that clogged up feeling in the nose and throat. And listen, here's a chance to get a chest rub that's greaseless, stainless. This appears like vanishing cream, so it won't harm clothes or lips. So get a jar of Minute Rub and help relieve annoying, unpleasant cold symptoms the modern way. The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way.